Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Weekend is off to a violent start in the city. Four shootings in 4 hours last night. At least one person is dead, five others wounded. The fatal shooting happened just before 8:30 p.m. after a fight on Osborne Street near Pitkin Avenue in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Police say a 25-year-old man was found with a gunshot wound to the chest and later died at the hospital. His name has not been released. Also in Brooklyn, a man in his 40s was shot on East 58th Street, taken to the hospital in critical condition with a chest wound. He is expected to survive. Two men shot in Irving Square Park last night, one hit in the leg, one in the shoulder, both stable at the hospital. In Manhattan, two women, a 38-year-old and a 26-year-old, were shot in some kind of dispute at Dyckman Street and Vermalay Avenue. Both suffered leg wounds and are in stable condition. A male and female suspect drove away in a dark sedan. Police looking for suspects in all of these incidents. Suspect in custody in a terrifying kidnap attempt in Queens. 24-year-old James McGonigal of Queens arrested on a long list of charges in this incident.
Frantic moments for a mother of three, Dolores Diaz, when a man just grabbed her five-year-old off the street. She said she screamed.
My son.
Cops are looking for three men they say tried to abduct her son Thursday night at around 8 here on Hillside Avenue as they were walking to their father's work. The kidnapper ran back to a maroon car holding the kid under his arm and tried to put the kid inside. Nine-year-old brother Benny Diaz wasn't going to let that happen.
I was telling to the man, give me my brother back.
He says his mom reached in and took her son back before the car sped away. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds in Richmond Hill.
And you can see video of that incident at 1010winds.com. 25 years ago today, TWA Flight 800 went down off Long Island. Loved ones will gather today at the memorial at Smith County Park, the closest land point to the crash site. 1010 Winds News Director Ben Meverack was a reporter 25 years ago when he was sent to cover a report of a plane crash on the east end of Long Island, and it turned out to be Flight 800. He spent the next 365 days searching for answers.
They used to look up at the sky and see the planes. They used to look out onto the water and see the ocean. The simple truth is, it's not that simple anymore.
I myself being somewhat tormented and obsessed with the number of seconds, the number of minutes, if there were any, in that flash of that explosion. I hope that they had a chance to hold hands. And I hope they had a chance to say goodbye. I hope they had a chance to say that they loved each other.
We have been through the cycle of the seasons, and still there are no answers, just the fragments of theories. For almost a year, crews searched the ocean while victims' families searched their souls.
You can take the emotional journey with Ben as he describes for the very first time the view of the reconstructed wreckage of the plane and hear the poignant stories of the impact of the human loss. Heidi Snow Sinader spoke with 1010 Winds yesterday, sharing her memories of waiting for word on her lost fiancé.
I remember the press announcing that they were looking for survivors, and he was young and he was strong. And I remember saying to myself, he will definitely swim to a life raft. He's going to survive this. So I had all these thoughts and hopes that somehow, that because he was young and strong, that he'd swim to shore, he'd somehow survive the aircraft.
Much more on the crash at 1010winds.com. Change the names. Democratic mayoral nominee Eric Adams says he would like to change the names of streets and buildings that honor slave owners. At a Brooklyn event honoring black journalism pioneer Ida B. Wells, Adams said we can't have children walking into school buildings named after slave owners. And he says the city needs to look at some of the street names and diversify. He didn't give any specific examples, saying only that he would like to see as many as possible changed. Some of the city's most iconic sites do carry the names of slave owners, including Washington Square Park, Stuyvesant Street, and Avenue. The Post points out that any name changes involve a number of city and community boards plus private buildings. And Adams says he wants to be sure that Borough and City Hall are really diverse. Well, call this one a literal big deal.
We made your dreams come true.
The Grand Prospect Hall.
The Grand Prospect Hall in Park Slope has sold in part of a massive real estate transaction. Brooklyn Paper says the 130-year-old banquet hall and 11 other properties on Prospect Avenue between 5th and 6th Avenue went for some $30 million. The hall itself valued at $22.5 million. The buyer is electrical contractor Angelo Rigas. He bought the property under his LLC Gowanus Cubes. The hall, which became an icon for its commercial starring owners Michael and Alice Halkias, has been closed since the pandemic. Michael Halkias died of COVID. Brooklyn leaders describe that death as tragic. They say they hope the new owner will be mindful of the hall's place in borough history and use it for something positive. No word so far on plans. Well, he's not going to be delivering anything for a while. A former DoorDash driver accused of tampering with an NYPD employee's food was held on a parole violation yesterday. Police say 30-year-old Lance Lane dropped off the Chipotle order at the 61st Precinct in Brooklyn Monday with a vulgar note claiming he tampered with the food and posted a picture on Facebook with the same claim. Lane was ordered held because the incident violated terms of his parole in a 2011 attack on a police officer. As he was led away, he claimed he did nothing wrong.
It was a prank. Damn, got no note, no nothing. It was a prank. It was a prank that went out of hand. They don't got no note, no nothing.
Lane has a long rap sheet, including a lawsuit against the city and police that was settled out of court. Well, have you been waiting to get down to this? Well, yeah. Tonight is your chance. Gloria Gaynor herself is taking the stage at Coney Island. The event is at the Coney Island Amphitheater, hosted by Capital One, City Parks Foundation Summer Stage, and Time Out New York. Gaynor was live on 1010 Winds.
I'm hoping that it's going to be like ecstatic, you know, just people just having such a wonderful and great time. I'm expecting that it's going to be like that. Because people have been locked up for so long, it's like breaking out.
Concerts at 7 p.m. The doors open at 5 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.